Get a kickstart to your day by eating breakfast. This is your food for thought from the North Carolina Cooperative Extension Service. As many of you have heard, breakfast is the most important meal of the day. In order to get your day started with a punch full of energy to get your metabolism moving, it is important to eat breakfast. But it's also important to make sure that you're choosing healthy options and avoiding food that provide empty calories and little nutritional value. So eating a balanced breakfast can include a variety of different things. But what makes a smart breakfast is including items from at least three different food groups, such as grains, your protein and dairy, or fruit or vegetable. However you can fit breakfast into your day is what we want you to work on, making smart breakfast choices. Oftentimes we say that we don't have time for breakfast. Well, maybe you need to get it ready the night before, even if it's getting your bowl of cereal made, just not putting the milk in it, you know, gathering items together. So even if you can't get it before you leave the house, maybe you can grab it and throw it in your lunch bag and eat it either on the way to work or when you get to work. Keep it real simple. It doesn't have to be like a three-course meal. It can just be some yogurt and granola and fruit. It could be a bowl of cereal. It could be that you have made muffins and you're just reaching in and grabbing a muffin, a banana, an apple, anything. Pack it to go. You know, go ahead and get it packaged together so that you can just grab it and head out in the morning. And try to think about it as you're planning so that you can shop for what you need and you're not waiting until the night before and then looking like you don't have anything. If you're looking from foods from the different food groups, with the grains, it could be a low-fat granola bar, eating some oatmeal, whole grain cereal, whole wheat toaster waffle, even just some whole wheat toast or bagel. Or tortilla, if you want to make yourself kind of a breakfast burrito. You know, grabbing a whole wheat tortilla, grabbing some eggs, whether it's cheese, some mushrooms, some tomatoes, some peppers, whatever you'd like to put into your little breakfast burrito. You can even put some protein, some sausage, or if you're putting dairy products, that'll also get you some of that protein. But just try to focus on something that you can make ahead and make it easy. Because what happens is some people, they skip breakfast and thinking about the time that you had dinner last night and then the time you're having lunch today, that time between last night's dinner and today's lunch is a huge amount of time. You know, there's a lot of time just between last night's dinner and this breakfast. It can be a whole 12 hours. Not eating breakfast means that you're possibly going another 6 hours or 4 hours or whatever. You could be fasting for 16 to 18 hours. That's an incredibly long amount of time. And you wouldn't do that if I said, okay, eat breakfast today, but you're not allowed to eat anything until 2 a.m. That's how long you are fasting. Your body is fasting if you haven't had anything since dinner last night and you make it all the way to breakfast or lunch. Those who eat a healthy breakfast tend to benefit both cognitively and physically. I think we understand that because we've always been told as kids that, you know, a good breakfast will help you do well at school or help you do better on that test. It'll also help you physically. It'll feel that you have more energy. It'll increase your performance, your concentration. It'll help improve your mood so you don't get hangry. And it's important for everyone. So remember to choose foods that work for you and for your lifestyle. Even if you have a hectic, busy schedule, it can still include breakfast. You may not have time to have a sit-down meal with different levels or different times of foods. A grab-and-go breakfast can still be healthy and still give you the nutrients that you need. We also want to recommend that you don't forget the My Plate. You can find information about the My Plate and all 5 food groups online at choosemyplate.gov. And it has a lot of other wonderful resources as we celebrate National Nutrition Month this month of March. And don't forget to join me next Monday on March 11th at the Person County Senior Center at 10:30 a.m. We will be having a food facts and fiction game and activity. This has been your Food for Thought of the North Carolina Cooperative Extension Service. Thanks for tuning in this week.